Hello, hello. You're listening to a special Sunday edition of Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today is Countless Thousands. We have him setting up in the background. We'll be good to go in just a few minutes. We'll start by playing a track from his CD. So stick around. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Countless Thousands. How's it going, everybody?
It's going immeasurably well. Thank you.
Good.
Now that we're here with you.
It's been about a year since you were on the show.
It has been almost a year since we've been on the show. We rang in 2007 with a bang, and now we're going out with, I don't know, like a shuffle. But
you're beating the dead horse that was 2007.
Yeah. Oh, it deserved it. It was kind of a crappier.
you know, listening to your CD, like, it's a pretty textured sound. You got a lot of different elements going on. But every time that I've seen you, either here or playing out live, there's not very many people in Countless Thousands.
No.
Tell me about that. About, you know, it's sort of almost like a solo project, but a band at the same time.
It's only been a solo project because I've had so much trouble getting people people to hop on board. Well, please let me first introduce everybody listening on the miracle of the internet. Today is Davey's first day. Davey Munch, Sir
first
Tobias
day in the
Munchworth.
Band?
Yeah, it's his. Well, it's not his first day in the band, but it's his first public performance as a fully fledged Countless Thousand. And we're excited to be here. We adore this guy. So yeah, we don't adore him enough to give him a microphone to speak into, though. So yeah.
Hey, hello everybody.
Yeah.
Hello.
Davey's the man.
And before it was just you and a drummer, right?
It was just me and a drummer. And just because, I don't want to, you know, get negative or anything.
Well, you don't need to speak ill of the dead. Just that, I guess the point is that you've had like a lot of different
right. We had a drummer
evolutions of the project.
He fell off a cliff while he was infected with mumps, and like I said, there were nuns with Uzis. It was over in a flash and died on impact, basically.
Mumps
so,
and heights, two of my two biggest fears.
Right. Well, just imagine. The mumps roller coaster that he got it on. It was pretty, pretty gnarly.
And on that note, why don't we go into a live song? What do you, you want to play for us first?
We are going to start with a lovely little ditty called Our Queen Complacence.
All right, whenever you're ready. My guest is Countless Thousands. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org.
Hit it, buddy. I imagine life for you must be so simple now. So few surfaces to scratch behind us. Think of how you got here. Royalties went on the backs of friends and peasants. Blood, sweat, and tears spilled, dried, and swept away. Racing a little castle in a land not far away. So far enough to hide, most deep enough to drown. You rule that tiny kingdom with that passive iron fist. Yet you long to find another drone that curse darkness with. Here I wonder, what is happiness to you? Is it merely an avoidance of those classic memories smoldering in your past? Was it worth it to abandon half your friends? Cause you didn't want or couldn't take shells to be more than mediocre. Just mediocre. If you let yourself be governed by your history, you're playing the pawn. Your asshole mother's stupid little king, doomed to repeat that which you refuse to learn from. And it might sound cruel, but at this point I just hope you don't have kids. And that salutes your cannonade. But does he stand there standing staring with old glorious day begin the age when we shall never change? Queen has found a king who won't ask questions about her scars. An honor to obscurity. Her faded colors, but harder to see. And when you die, will your genius be revealed? Will your worthlessness kill my man? What could have been much more than mediocre? Mm-hmm.
she's your candidate. The dust is the next stand and share it. Old boy, you stay big in the age when we shall never change. Queen has found a king who won't ask questions about her scar. And all her to obscurity. Her faded cover is not hard to see. And when you die, will your genius be revealed? Will your worthlessness kill an end? What could have been much more?
Gotta love the abrupt endings, man. I warned you last year.
That's right,
what
I remember.
Happens.
Yeah. I actually thought you had ended earlier in the song, and I was like, oh, that was really... Oh, okay, sorry.
Hey,
I'm
back
at the mix.
This good rating.
And
wow.
We're back. All right, man. So, well done finding this this incredible bass player, my friend. That's
he's,
pretty good
he's
shit,
a
man.
Yeah, he's a magician.
So that's,
yeah, I snapped him up, and I've since killed people for him.
Yeah, well, you got to
do
what you got to
like,
do.
Hey,
it's your band.
I got this great band, and we'll pay you money. But they said that to me about him, so I managed to intercept them behind a dumpster. So
there does seem to be kind of like almost like a funk bass line to a lot of your songs. They're, you know, they you don't normally hear in the, you know, traditional indie punk rock scene, so to speak. You know, I mean, is that something that you think about in terms of like bringing in like different kinds of sounds to
look,
your music?
You can't say funk without unk. And you can't say punk without unk.
Right.
So it's really like
so they have
one consonant away.
Yeah.
So, sure. I guess.
Excellent. Well, that's good to know. So in the past year, have you written a lot of songs? Have you got a lot more new material? Like, I know the two songs we listened to just now were songs
yes.
that you had last time I saw you.
We've pretty much been... I keep saying we.
You mean the royal we?
How about? Yeah, the countless thousands. Let's do that in the plural sense. We've been putting most of our energy into finding other members. We were playing with this guy. We were playing with this guy, Bryston, for a good, I want to say, 7 months. Great drummer. It was just me and him. We, you know, I think sounded really good. And for whatever reason, it didn't work out. I mean, luckily, at that exact week that he flaked out, I met Davey, and mm-hmm. so, you know, it's that whole you gotta have someone to love. I'm just glad that I'm not solo again, because this has never been a solo project for me. It's
and
always
have you
been
going out gigging solo just because you don't have the band together?
I did one show. Well, kind of the reason that the last drummer no longer plays with us is because said drummer didn't show up for said show, and I had to play it by myself, which... had experience playing by myself, as you well know. I this has never been a solo project. It's always been a band just looking for the other two legs. I mean, you mentioned there was like a lot of funk. Davey brings in, like 27 years. I don't even, how long have you been playing jazz? He's got a microphone.
I've been playing probably 13 years, I think.
Okay. I always overestimate and say you've been playing since the silent
movie
era.
That's a long time to play.
It's a long time to play, yeah. And he's been playing professionally this whole
considering
this
none
whole
of us
time.
Are over 15 in this room, so.
No. And and he's been playing pro jazz for that long, and so he brings that sort of jazz element to the way he plays bass, and I always liked the way that, you know, rockabilly sort of funk whatever kind of bass lines, because I like the way he plays because it's interesting, and he works really well with the stuff that I've gotten written, so we get along great.
Now, have you been writing just like crazy, like pouring out as many songs as you can and then choosing which ones to work on, or do you follow each one through to the end?
I don't know. It's kind of a looser process of if I have the time, I will definitely sit down and invest, you know, an hour into chiseling away at this song that I'm working on. But I I've been on MySpace Classifieds and Craigslist almost every day for the past, I want to say, 3 weeks. Trying to dig up a new drummer, then mm-hmm. just every time I put the same post just with a different little catchy name, so ideally I'll get some guys going, hey, this looks interesting. Oh, same thing. But eventually I might wear them down.
But now you're based out in Garden Grove. Is this a problem of geography, maybe? Because you could throw a rock out this window and hit a drummer here in LA.
That's
I mean, is the scene is the scene down there fundamentally different in any way to the scene up here? In terms of like going out and gigging and independent musicians,
there are more people in LA, so there's going to be more musicians and more drummers.
And I guess more venues too.
Yes, plenty more venues. I don't know. It's just I've talked to people who are from LA. I actually brought one drummer over. I met with one drummer who's from the San Fernando Valley, and he was looking to move away from his hometown and try something else. And so, I mean, if people are willing to hoof it out to my side of town, then hell yeah. But I mean, from here, yeah. But there's a lot more musicians, and there's more of a there's a pretty decent stack of musicians in Orange County. They're just apparently under a bunch of rocks that people have been throwing at them.
All right. Well, I want to talk some more about playing live and what kinds of venues you like to play in and things like that. But let's do another live song first.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I'll do Manifest.
So. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Here we go.
Whispered the hatchling cried, lamp was gone, the light was bright, the world was on to the phoenix eye, its time had come. Mother Nature breathed sighs, cleft from faint waves, hazy skies, spoiled leaves curled in the pile, pure once again. Through a smoky veil we saw, flaming swooping diving waves, tasting careless snows and sand, chosen for its molten grain. Artillery responding to the raising of LA. So we heard the flame birds sing, sounds of life and death to sing. We came working with so many plans of shit to do that. Came working with so many plans of shit to do that. Every gas tank grandly eruption, sending skyward SUVs. Floating pigeon mocked my handicap and flew off toward the sea. Scrambled for my bike, unused since Christmas Day in 92. Swerving round my car's cadaver, I pedaled forth in search of you. Into a distant screenshot found you, up for a breathless, frenzied embrace. Disneyland burning behind us, we made good on our escape. Phoenix headed east toward Vegas, and miles away we stand the lead. And lost in scorched as we nodded off the sleep, I heard you say, I am working with so many plans of shit to do. I'm working with so many plans of shit to do that.
Ending.
Yes.
Come on, man. Not that you're
you,
not all man.
You have this no, it's true. I'm old. But you have this
all man. I didn't say old man. I said you are all man. It was a big compliment.
I'm totally gay.
There's not even a negligible percentage of that which is not man in you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Including the dress that I'm wearing.
It hides your thighs really well.
Thank you. I appreciate that, too. Yeah. So, listen, you are a loud person. You have do loud music with lots of distortion, but you also use a lot of words. And something I found, like, going out and seeing a lot of indie bands is you usually only get one or the other. You know, you get the acoustic guy, and you can hear everything that he's singing about in the small cafe, or you get the distortion rock, which all you can hear is the distortion, and you don't get any of the words. So where do you like to play? Which one is sort of more important to you, and can you find that balance?
I've been trying to find that balance for I don't know how long. I get a lot of flack from the people who know me, like, as a musician for not singing clearly, and I've been working really, you know, as hard as I can toward improving that. Thank you, Aaron, and also Brian, and my mom. God.
Yeah, mom, thanks.
Yeah, and, well, yeah, whatever. So, I am loud. The rock and roll guitar is a very important aspect of what we do here.
What do you want your audience to get from it? Like, what did they resonate with more?
I want them to resonate with the frequencies of the countless thousands. I don't really even, like, pick one or the other. Like, I put as much thought into writing lyrics as I do writing, you know, belligerent guitar lines. I'm trying to find that happy spot where everything is belligerent, you know, drums, bass, guitar, vocals, and sort of just capitalize on that, because there aren't a whole lot of people who are doing loud, crazy, and also lots of, you know, poetry. So I think that's going to be kind of our in the long run.
Good, so. Good. Well, why don't we listen to another track that you brought in?
Yeah, let's do it. Put on Too Close to Call. This is an acoustic track I recorded back in the day with my man Jonas Grumby of Fat Kid Records. We're excited to make this our... It's kind of the broadcast debut of this tune.
A Kill Radio exclusive.
Yeah, hey, that sounds like I made it special for you, so yeah.
You're listening to Is Good, and my guest is Countless Thousands. Stick around.
Has returned to our cars, out of streets. Remember that cold when you first reached out to me. Those crystal blue eyes, that half hidden smile, bewildered expression, a beaten girl learning to fly. I struggle with every stroke of the key. Delicate phrases all hound and revile me. A fingertip's balance, a glass rose's stem. Let all men forsake me, I still won't let this beauty end. A chill in my lungs, I sweat on the phone. The words all sound right, but I'm still not sure. Own what you truly deserve, and find my reflection in TVs and windows. And God, just to hold you, to shoulder your tears, know that your absence won't last, will dispel all my fear. Chill in my lungs, I sweat by my phone. The words all sound right, but I'm still not sure. Oh. Sammy Lee, you're
Kill it. Thank you. God.
Just had to make sure I brought your mic up in time so everyone could see how desperately you wanted me to kill the end
really
of that song.
I really don't want everyone to hear the
this
end of that song.
This is a little embarrassing thing at the end.
Well, I'll share it with everyone else.
Oh, please do.
With everyone else here. The awesome part about being a vocalist is that sometimes when you miss, you sound like you are in seventh grade.
And a girl.
And, well...
I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, only slightly, though, because it's a very identifiable male flaw. And that happened, and my wonderful producer, Mr. Jonas Grumby, felt that it would be a really good idea to take that small flaw and loop it several times at the end of that track. So if you want to hear me recoiling in horror at the failing of my vocal cords, feel free to go to fatkidlabel. MySpace.com/fatkidlabel. You can hear... the Fat Kid Records family on there, and you can also hear me failing at what I want to do.
So, now, tell me about this. Last time I spoke to you, I don't think you were working with any independent label or anything like that. What is Fat Kid Label?
Fat Kid are they're fat kids basically. That's all I have to say.
Oh,
next question.
Fat Kid are it's no. I'm gonna give you another question.
All right. Well, in the meantime,
boxers or briefs? I don't know.
Oh, definitely boxers.
Actually, the right answer is boxer briefs.
Oh, well, so, when you work out, yeah. But when you're you got to have that manly swish going on.
No, seriously. Like, tell me about what your experience is right now. Like, are you with a label for distribution purposes, or what do you mean when you say producer? What's
My boy Jonas Grumby here. Yeah. This large man with a scraggly beard. Go ahead and give a shout out. He said hello, if you couldn't hear. He is a wonderful, beautiful man. Probably the one guy who can hear like missed pitches and missed beats better than anyone else, or maybe God can. Jonas has been playing music professionally for years. He's been with a bunch of really amazing groups, and he's got one of his own going right now. But at the same time, there's this project that he and another guy I've known for a while, this guy Aaron, have started up called Fat Kid Music. And it's basically just the musical family that I've always kind of had around. Mm-hmm. We've got the Nervous Hip Hop Kid Manifest, who I know you're listening, buddy. I know you're listening, and I love you. There, I said it. Nervous hip hop guy. We've got the 300-pound beatboxing genius over here, and he'll never call himself a genius, and you wouldn't know it if you talked to him. But he is. we've got the sensitive indie singer songwriter Lass, Amy Beth Gorbachev. We're expecting great things from her.
So you guys operate kind of like a collective. You support each other's shows and things
exactly.
like that.
Like I keep wanting to help out with Amy Beth's recordings. Ideally, in the long run, I just want to help
out
with
allies in this business.
Yeah, but mostly I just, her, James, JK, all the guys and girls affiliated with us, they're all really great musicians, and I just like to have that around. And to be a part of that it's really cool because, you know, it takes a village, as they say. So this is kind of our village.
All right, man. Well, would you play a song for us in the village here?
Yeah. Wait.
What are you going to play?
It sounded like you were going to ask us to do something from the Village People.
Yeah, if you could do a Village People song, that'd be awesome. Can you do like an indie rock YMCA kind of thing?
MCA, it's fun to stay at the Y.
That's
really
pretty
can't.
Good. That's a good start.
No one was throwing their hands up. I was disappointed. we got another one. This is another punk rock song. It's called Fickle, and it goes a little something like this.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, go!
I was off to a traitor as I dreamed my memory strangled me. In the twilight hours, I'm trapped in eyes I'm not allowed to see. Actually, dude, I'm totally flat right now. I'm so sorry. I ruined everything. So, emergency question here.
I can fix that in the mix.
You can fix it. I know you can fix it in post. It's killing me. I'm embarrassed.
You know what? While you fix that, I do want to ask you about the new music versus the old music. Is there like an EP on the way?
As soon as we get a drummer lined up and rocking and rolling, we're going to get recording. It's just a matter of when we can basically get someone who's not going to flake out on us the first chance he gets.
Do you like recording?
God, yes. I like producing new music. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the recording process itself is pretty cool, especially
Do you miss the energy of the crowd when you're in the studio, or do you kind of like being free of that? Yeah.
It's just two different sort of art forms, and I like to think that we're pretty proficient at both. Except apparently getting our shit together ahead of time. I had that whole break and I didn't do it. See, this is why live music is awesome and why Avril Lavigne hasn't done anything interesting in a while. Look at that. Right? See? And now we're flawless. Flawless.
All right, you want to play us a song then? That'd be awesome.
Let's just pretend that the last 3 minutes didn't happen, except for the intelligent words that
were
just
exchanged. Dude, I can totally cut it out, and I'll cut it out in such a way that it's obvious that I cut it out.
Okay. You know what? Just as long as it cuts into the middle of an Aerosmith song, that's all. Just Toys in the Attic, and then suddenly, hey, we're back with Is Good and Countless Thousands.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Countless Thousands. Whenever you're ready, Mike.
Let's do this. Ready? One, two, three, go. I was off to Schrader as I dreamed Mama would strangle me. In the twilight hours, I'm trapped now, so I'm not allowed to see. Feeling fought a conscious thought assumes omnipotence and dreams. The past shall inherit my mind for me. Oh, God, I am me. Seventeen years was a longing and a free impression. Every loving thought I made myself yet comes flooding back. My own brain was binding images, dear pulses, illusions of a love I lost. So please don't leave me, you are what I want. Hopeless in her arms, careless in her arms. Hopeless in her arms. Drinker choking their eyes, kissing, hate myself for every grain. Same man poisoned to my lips and died. God, I've had enough of it. In her arms, careless in her arms, helpless in her arms, careless in her arms, helpless in her arms, careless in her arms. Mystery darling, cut this chance for mystery darling. For another night, a stormy flashback fantasy. Oh, this is hardly rest. Better that was when I was in tune.
The ending wasn't sudden enough.
I
was very disappointed by
yeah,
the.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
By the smooth.
How'd you
exit.
Like that, Aaron? Yeah, that's right.
All
right,
so I'm going to ask you some loaded questions now.
Oh, dude, you got shots? Bring it on.
So what in your estimation does the term emo mean? You see it bandied around a lot. It has certain connotations. Nowadays, I think it seems to have kind of a negative connotation, and I think it's because of what has been popularized within that genre. Where do you fit into that genre?
It's like every major genre is going to have the gigantic pop explosions that sort of define that as either the best or the worst of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there seems to be more of the worst that are the most popular, or maybe not. I don't want to say that, you know, this or this is.
Well, you don't need to name names, but what are some like sort of
some
trends?
Names?
You don't need to name names.
I don't need to name names, but you want names.
Well, you know, submit it to me in writing. But what I'm saying is the trends. What are some of the trends that are showing up musically in this genre that you want to not do, even though it's successful?
I keep saying that we'll be the band to make the term emo, you know, cool again.
Right, because right now, like, beating up an emo kid is more fun than beating up a homeless person or an old lady. I mean,
but watching the two fight is awful. I've always told people that, actually recently I started saying that we're basically a punk band that doesn't play punk.
Mm-hmm.
So I like I listen to punk. I've always wanted that sort of energy. I mean, I don't consider myself an emo kid. I consider myself a, you know, quasi-indie emo punk rocker of sorts. But, I mean, the fewer labels that get attached to
right.
any one project, I like to think the better, just because you're not coming in with any, you know, preconceived notions. There's a on all the flyers and the bulletins and the classified ads that I've sent around, I always say there are several interesting things about Countless Thousands. We are not – we haven't pigeonholed ourselves into the current classifications of, you know, quote-unquote indie rock, quote-unquote
right.
punk, quote-unquote emo, alternative, you know. We don't sound specifically like any one of those.
And you like it that way.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's – you. Because, like, some of the best band in the world are really hard to classify. It's like – I mean, you can say Zeppelin's classic rock, but I mean, they did everything. They're one of the most versatile bands of all time. And I want to, you know, I'm not saying that we're anything like Zepp, but I like to think that.
But you don't want to limit yourself, paint yourself into a corner
right.
with doing just one kind of music.
I want to continue to be as versatile as possible. Because you're talking about funk and jazz with Davey, and, you know, I've got some, like, rockabilly-influenced tunes that are starting to bubble out of me and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's exciting so long as...
But is there anything that you're not, that you know, like, this is not Countless Thousands? We're not going down that road.
Okay.
Even though people sort of in your broader genre may be doing it.
We are the opposite of Jewel. Basically, if you took Jewel and then put a 1 over Jewel with a divide sign, it'd be 1 over Jewel. And we are exactly that.
Okay.
We're the inverse of Jewel.
Okay. I'll buy that.
Okay.
You want to do another song? Maybe,
yeah, sure.
Maybe a Jewel cover or...
I don't know.
Something about your feminine side?
How many more songs can we do?
I don't know. You brought in more songs than than
that's
bands
just all
tend
the songs
to,
that I've
but I know you had to
ever.
Drive far too. So it's however
right,
many you'd like to do. Why don't we have a little bit of time, so we'll do at least two more. If,
at least
if
two
you're
more?
Down.
Okay. Let's do. I'll do the Patriot. I got a new one that I like to say is a punk rock song. There are some punk veterans who might disagree, but F those guys. Actually, I don't want to say that, but here's a punk rock song that I like to sing.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Countless Thousands.
Mm-hmm.
trip. Eyes never stick up for its clever phrase. Yet another way to advertise contempt for hippie liberal scum that shame this country so. So everyone will help. He's a vacuum of a 3-cent piece of paper manufactured overseas. He cleans and drives with pride the ass end of his SUV. It's his duty as a patriot to go and tell the assholes that their freedom is in free. But how much was that sticker that you bought? How much TV do you watch? And is your fair and balanced world so under siege? And you can question anything for on your door, and it makes you regret that you understand what it means to say, yeah, freedom isn't free. Patriot, tons of see me down to that familiar face, to that soothing place, for his daily scheduled dose of logic, so to laugh and grin and not alone. And yeah. How many soldiers need to die to let you give your peace of mind? Will your fingers jam so firmly in your ribs? Will you question anything before welcome's knocking on your door? And it makes you regret that you understand what it means to say, yeah, freedom isn't free. Bet you takes issue with the cashier of a fast food chain. But he takes his business elsewhere. He leads a rousing chant that the name he changed from French to Freedom Fries. As he leaves, he knows he's some traitors. Right! How much of their bullshit have you bought? How much TV do you watch? And is your fair and balanced world so understated? Will you question anything before the world comes knocking on your door and makes you regret that you understand what it means to say, yeah, freedom isn't free? Interest of the market, domestic jobs must move to cheaper foreign shores. 1,000 patriots will get their pink slips, but at least they know their freedom isn't free.
And awesome, that was good. So that's a punk song. That's obviously a punk song.
I was pretty angry when I wrote it.
That's definitely like a punk mentality behind it. And I think that's ultimately what defines a punk song, is what it's about, not so much what it sounds like. What are your songs about, generally? I mean, I know Countless Thousands refers to the masses and things like
right.
that. I mean, is there a political edge to your work, or what's up?
Why
do you love terrorism? Why do you want the baby Jesus to cry?
I like seeing the news corporations with plenty of things to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they can have specials on, you know, the latest explosion to, you know, rock that. I just really get off on TiVoing human pain. Mm-hmm. Basically, I love it. I love it.
Well, and there's lots of material for you over the.
Oh yeah, there's know. Yeah. I just Fox News. I get a hamburger and then I'm like, oh, thank God, I'm not that guy.
Is Fox News very helpful in terms of writing? Like, can you sort of like, you know, I'm not really feeling angry today. I'll turn on Fox News, and then after a couple of minutes, you're amped up enough to write a song.
I go for a drive, and I look around at all the bumper stickers that I see, and they piss me off. And I think, wow, I would really like to put an anti bumper sticker up, but bumper stickers don't do anything. And that's, I think, the brunt of that song and a lot of songs. that we tend to write are just like against people at their worst. It's not so much that, you know, oh, F Bush or, you know, F, I don't know, whatever equivalent.
Fucking Cheney.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, yeah. Hey, yeah. You know, I have my very strong political views, a lot of slants. There's a lot of people I'd like to shiv, but I'm not going to.
You're in the no shiv zone.
That's right. I think it's way more effective to, not necessarily like effective, but I mean, like, for me, it's important that I call people out on their bullshit. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's like a lot of my songs are about how, like, Our Queen Complacence is about someone giving up on their talents. The Patriot is about people who think that buying bumper stickers is the American thing to do. You know, a lot of my tunes are just like, I just want to shake these people and say, why don't you listen? Why don't you try to see things from a different perspective? You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, trying to, I'm not necessarily like advocating mass rallies or, you know, changing the face of the political scene or anything.
Well, that's a shame.
Well, I think that if people changed on an internal level and yeah. if like people's facades that they get built up are challenged, then that's way more effective at long-term sort of change than waving a sign around.
Is part of this kind of where you're coming from in terms of, like, you know, Orange County is a lot more conservative area than, you know, Silver Lake, Mid-Wilshire part of L.A.? I mean, do you feel like you're saying you see all these bumper stickers with the yellow ribbons and everything like that? Is that the majority? Do you feel like the bit of an outsider?
There are little pockets of leftist thought, but I'm not so much a, you know, leftist or rightist or any of that kind of thing. I just want people to, you know, actually maybe engage in some sort of dialogue and respect.
Not be so conformist.
Well, not necessarily be conformist. It's just like you can turn in or you can tune into whatever, you know, station you want and get extremism. Like, you can turn on Fox News, watch Bill O'Reilly be an asshole, or you can, you know, read the leftist texts about, you know, I'm not so much against, you know, hybrid cars, and I mean, because I'll admit I'm kind of a leftist myself. I believe in the fundamental goodness of people.
It didn't used to have a negative connotation.
That being said, I just want to try and, you know, get people to not suck quite as much as they do.
That's a noble venture.
Yeah.
You get my vote.
And if it gets votes for, you know, my boy Stephen Colbert in the meantime, then I'm all over it.
Yeah.
But I don't particularly advocate anyone, well, except Stephen Colbert. He's the man. But mostly it's just, you know, I'm proud to be an American because we have, you know, a lot of really, you know, important resources. It's built on some of the most, you know, radical thoughts anyone has had in the longest
time. Well, it's just what people forget about, you know, the whole concept of America is that it's the tradition of a healthy mistrust of authority that is what's supposed to make this country, you know,
right, and
great and whatnot.
And we're not exactly getting beaten over the head with invitations to distrust. It's all, well, it's all, you know, them. You know, a lot of people are getting the prepackaged sort of ideas and saying, all right, well, I'm a Republican, so that means I vote for this and this person. I think this and this. I get the bumper sticker every month. And I don't, you know, support these kind of institutions. You know, it's like I'm all for, you know, right-wing folks who, like, I can actually sit down and talk with on that. But, I mean, like, we went on our boy Aaron's some distant relative's MySpace page. And there's a thing there, you know, beyond the NASCAR plugins. There was a picture of Mr. George Herbert Walker Bush. And, oh, it was in Indiana, whatever. I thought it was it's the Midwest. It's all the same.
I just lost half my listeners. Thanks a lot.
Oh, whatever. You know, under that picture, George W. was, I like Bush. I think he's doing a great job. I don't care what anyone else says.
Right.
See, if it was, I like Bush because he's done X and X and X, I'd have been, hey, all right, more power to you. You know, I want to feel like I can have an intelligent conversation with people, and I'm hoping that maybe in the long run, countless thousands can generate some intelligent conversation.
Well, it's it certainly started here anyway. Why don't we, on that note, jump into another live song?
Okay. Let's do the scientist. This is the Tear My Beer song. This is a requiem to lost love.
All right, whenever you're ready.
And idiocy, too. There's a lot of that. Ready? To tell you, you made a big mistake. Oh yeah. And happy birthday. Yeah, mine was fine. You're so kind to ask. Your shins are great, yeah. I am so enraged and I am so ashamed. Why am I not the most important thing in the air that you breathe, or the food that you eat, or the place where you sleep, or the dreams that make you cry and wake up? Just let me be your biggest mistake and I'll call. Just tell you, you used to love me. No, I don't care in any sense. Come on, September, November, December. Remember as the embers far, ashen months as one will rise and shift apart. I am so enraged and I am so ashamed. Why am I not the most important thing in the air that you breathe, or the food that you eat, or the place where you sleep, or the dreams that make you cry and wake up? I am so enraged and I am so ashamed. Why am I not the most important thing in the air that you breathe, or the food that you eat, or the place where you sleep, or the dreams that make you cry and wake up? Just let me be your biggest mistake. I won't let you. I won't let you down. I'm the scientist.
You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is Countless Thousands. I want to ask the bass player over here what it's like, what your experience has been like coming into Countless Thousands, and maybe a little bit about how it's different playing bass in this act than your previous gigs.
It's been very interesting.
thanks. All right, well, that's it. You've been listening to Is Good on KillRadio. Cool. No, I'm kidding.
Mike has been awesome. I'm a recent move to California about three months ago, and I came from Philadelphia, and I didn't really know anybody here, and went on Craigslist and found some music to play, and it happened to be Mike and his awesome friends, and so we got together, and it was cool.
Now, what's your initial training as a bass player? What was that like?
Well, I went to a music school, jazz school, and played in a couple wedding jazz bands and cocktail hour stuff and like tuxedo jazz.
I should say we're also the opposite of that.
yeah.
Was it an easy transition for you to get involved in an act like this?
Not so bad. I played basically whatever gig there was to have in Philly. I would kind of sub in and out and whatever. And I've played rock before. It's not been this precise, not as demanding as this as this project is here. But.
And I can see how it would be demanding. I mean, there's a certain speed and synchronicity that's a little bit different in this act than a lot of Indie acts.
Yeah.
Like, what for you is sort of the hardest, as a bass player, like, what do you have to do as a bass player to play in this?
Well, there are the forms of the tunes, just being new to the tunes, that's hard in itself, but... things like holding notes out a certain length, just in a, it's kind of like different sections get, you know, different feels, and you just got to remember all that on top of remembering what you're playing and what your name is and stuff.
But he's good. Yeah. He's like he's the man, because I can say, hey, dude, try this like scale or do it in this particular mode. And I'm using these words modes and scales as if I've been using them for years, but he's the guy that's teaching me how to do all these
things.
He
actually knows what they mean.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Just think they sound cool.
Like, give me the Lydian mode. And he'll be like, you know, and like, I can say, hey, you know, hold your, you know, your roots just a like a, you know, 16th longer. And he'll do exactly that. It's like,
Is it hard playing without a drummer, though, to kind of have that rhythm?
It has been. It's been, I mean, that's kind of what I've wanted.
Won't be that much longer. I know there are some potential drummers out there listening, and we already love you, so jump on board.
What about gigs? Do you have anything upcoming?
Sadly, no. We're putting all of our effort into finding the third leg of our little tripod here before we start jumping back out. They're going to put together a Fat Kids like kind of showcase. Fat Kid Records. I mean, we've lost plenty of weight, but Fat Kid Records are planning on putting a showcase together, so we would obviously be involved with that. But we have booked basically, you know, not much in the past few months, just because we've been putting so much effort into completing this thing, because I'm ready for the drummer to get here, and I want to hedge my bets every day until we, you know, can start doing what we, you know, set out to do, which is play this kind of obnoxious music with a third person and one woman. So
if people want to get some of your music that's already been recorded, where can they do that?
Tune in to myspace.com/countlessthousands. You can hit me up on, or you can send a message to me on there.
Because you have, what is it, like a 4-track EP, right?
Yeah, we have a 4-track EP that we recorded about 3.5 years ago with the previous incarnation with this girl Lindsay and this guy Mike. Yeah, we have those. We've gotten some acoustic recordings that we've done with the Fat Kids. We've got a couple live tracks from some of the shows I played with Bryston. So if anyone ever wants anything, I'd be happy to mail that to you. You know, at no charge. We're not really worried about it.
So, all right, well, we're pretty much out of time. We can either do another live song or play another track from your CD to sign off with. What do you want to do?
Let me tune first. Do this intelligently.
All right, so this episode will be available for download later, probably tomorrow morning, off of myspace.com/thisisgood. Speaking of which, drop by there and see the lineup. The show is booked through mid-March, and it's pretty awesome. A lot of really cool bands coming in. We just added Rademacher and Early Mart and Happy Hollows.
Yeah, Early Mart.
So lots of really cool things going on.
Good.
So you guys ready?
Yeah, Chemical Exchange. Yeah, as always, I gotta give this song out to my man Steven, because if I didn't, he'd heard me.
Steven Colbert?
My cousin Steven. But if he's listening, Steven, Mr. Colbert, sir, I really like you. I'd really like to... How awesome would it be to just go and get ice cream with Steven Colbert and just hang out, you know? Just watch some...
Just to share
watch
a Sunday.
Some UFC and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just have a secret handshake. It would be so great.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Colbert Nation.
Like, drink out of the same milkshake, you know?
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Ooh, then you're kind of drinking Steven himself.
Because
of the saliva that maybe he...
Too much.
Maybe. I'm sorry. I really like Steven Colbert, so...
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Real quick, I just wanted to say hi, Mom, and family, and I love you, Alexis.
I should say that, too, but I have to admit I had no intention on doing so. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Emily. Neil. Love y'all. What? Shut up. So here we go. The Chemical Exchange. John, thank you so much for having us in. You're amazing.
You got it.
Mom's and kids on the chemical exchange. We can't play death and dumb. We show no footage of our crimes. We turn our lives and share all our mistakes. Hey, hey, hey! The bad it's in a tandem. And we will roll the punches down by red right hands. And as the dice will tumble, manifest those glancing off our shoulders. Take a bout of cheering in the stands. So darling, sweep the slate off in the stands. She cried along the family. We will miss and we will share these kids while we watch God. And I will stare into your perfect eyes, and I will go to say, resolve the lights of a lifetime, destroy miracles and dying power lines.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, dude.
Keep in touch and let us know when you get new music.
Yeah, when we get new music and when we get one more member.
Some gigs.
We'll be back
Yeah. All right. Definitely. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Check out myspace.com/countlessthousands for more information on this artist. And, of course, always drop by isgoodmusic.com, myspace.com/thisisgood for all the latest up-to-date information on the Is Good Music Network.